talking about Tosefet Shabbat, the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. I particularly love teaching about this topic because a lot of people don't know it. For some reason, I don't know why, it got lost. But as we'll see, it's mamash echiv, most likely echiv deraisa, that so many people miss out on this beautiful opportunity, to, and especially us menfolk. If I had to do a trivia, what halacha are women almost universally more makbid than men? It's the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. That's because women generally light candles and accept Shabbos upon themselves when they light candles. And men, we don't accept Shabbos when we light candles. We daven mincha, you know, right before Shkia. And then by the time we get to Lichadodi, it's already past Shkia. And therefore, we missed our opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, which is the tragedy of missing a mitzvah. So we're going to correct that by learning about that today. Yeah.
I thought you were referring to adding at the end of Shabbos, not adding at the beginning.
As we'll learn, both before and after Shabbos, we have this opportunity.
If you're not Israeli, so, it's placed as Shabbos.
But the good thing is that often people daven, they get a little bit of Tosefet Shabbat at the end of Shabbos. But we want to get it both in the beginning and the end of Shabbos.
It's Shabbos on Tuesday.
No. As we'll learn, the earliest time is Plag HaMincha. But you're right that you could end Shabbos. If you really want, you can end Shabbos
on Tuesday.
And as it happened, I happened to have Amish Navar Hasidim in my group yesterday at the City of David. And I asked them, does the Rebbe really do Shabbos until Tuesday? And they said, yes. It's not a Baba Maisa. He really keeps Shabbos until Tuesday.
Who's Rebbe?
The Amish Navar Rebbe. Mamish does it. I don't know, every Shabbos, but he often does it, and it's a real thing. So he does. So if you want to keep Shabbos until Tuesday, go for it.
How does that happen?
He doesn't put on.
So I asked him that. They said like he'll do, you know, Friday night. Davening might only happen, you know, six in the morning.
What about Monday?
Then
what about Monday?
He may only be up to Musaf on Monday. You get what I'm saying? He's beyond time. So the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, when do we celebrate Yom Kippur? Which day of the Hebrew calendar must we celebrate Yom Kippur?
Ninth day of Tishrei.
Some say, Ariel said the ninth day of Tishrei, but the Pashup Shad is when do we celebrate?
The tenth day? On
the tenth day of Yom Kippur. It turns out you're both right, because if you look in the third source, in Vayikra Tesayin Chavtat Tes, on which day? On the 10th day of the month of Tishrei, we celebrate Yom Kippur. Okay? But if you look in the second source, in just seven chapters later, Shabbat Shabbaton Ulachem, Vinitem and Afshotechem, Be Tisha Lachodesh. On the 9th of the month. So what is it? Is it the 10th of the month, or is it the 9th of the month?
The 9th after Shkia.
So the rabbis were perplexed by this seeming contradiction. So says the Gemara in Yuma, but it's also brought down in Brachas, if I'm not mistaken, and in other places. Tani, v'nitem nafshatechem tisha l'chodesh matchil, mitana mibodion, mikan shemosifin michol ala kodesh. The answer is, you begin Yom Kippur while it's still the 9th of Tishrei, i.e. in the day before Yom Kippur, the day of the 9th of Yom Kippur, we have a mitzvah to be moisif, that we have to add on time to Yom Kippur.
They kind of suppose 6 months later, keep Tisha B'Av on the 9th
of the Kippur. Ah, yafeh. Never thought of that connection, but yafeh. Okay, so we see that.
Can we talk about, in theory, like from Mincha Yom Kippur, or literally taking on Yontif?
Literally, all the Inuyim that apply on Yom Kippur, we have to start doing this before Shkia.
Because a good trivia question is, when is it Chiyav to fast on Shabbos? And that's when Yom Kippur starts Motzei Shabbos. And because the fast starts, but it's still light.
Right. Okay. True. But the Maisa, the Gemara is saying, you have an obligation to be Moisef from Chol Ad Kodesh. Okay? The Pasuk is, B'tisha L'chodesh Be'erev Me'erev Ad Erev. At the ninth, at night, from evening until evening. So the Gemara says, "Vein liyala b'knisata b'yitziata minayin." That only teaches me from the entering of Yom Kippur that I have to add on time. How do I know that I need to add on time even the end of Yom Kippur? Tam lo lamer mi erev ad erev, from night until night. Vein liyala Yom Kippur. Okay, Rabbi. So now I know Yom Kippur. Minayin Yom Tov. Tam lo lamer tish betu. The end of the pasuk says, "Erev ad erev tish betu Shabbos." So therefore, any day which we rest, we're also obligated to do this Tosefet and to the Chag. Which days we rest, both Yom Tov and Shabbos. In Le'el Yomim Tomim Shabbat is Minayin. Tamilomer Shabbatchem, your Shabbos is in plural. So both Yom Tov and Shabbos, we have this Chiyuv of adding on to the holiday. Haketzad Kol Malkam Shemar Shvus, Shemosivin Mechol Al Kodesh. Whenever we have a Shabbos, a resting time, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, and Shabbos, we have this mitzvah of adding on extra time. That's not the technical from Shkia to Shkia, but have to add on time both before and after in order to fulfill this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, or Tosefes Yom Tov, or Tosefes Yom Kippur.
Which means on the practical level, what in a first Shabbos anyway?
So let's see. We're going to get into soon enough. How does that manifest itself practically? How much time beforehand, and how do I actually accept upon myself this extra time? Okay? As a derech agav, there's a machlokes if this mitzvah is deraisa or derabanan. Some authorities feel only on Yom Kippur is deraisa, and on Shabbos it's derabanan. And others say, actually, even on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it's a deraisa mitzvah to add on extra time before and after Shabbos.
Before and after?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot of time, like 30 seconds or add on.
We'll see. How much time do we have to add on? We'll get to that in a minute. Okay? Now, the truth is, this source that I brought to you is the main makor in Shas. That's the one that you'll always see quoted in all the, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Aruch HaShulchan, because this is the one made it, showed it in Shas, quoted in Shas bubbly. But there are a number of other asmachtas that are also allude to the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat.
Remind me what Nasmachta is.
Nasmachta means that it's not, it's an illusion.
An addendum?
It alludes to the mitzvah, and the huge machlokes, what exactly is the nature of an Nasmachta?
Remez?
The remez. Right. It makes the mitzvah a little bit stronger because it's alluded to in the Torah, and these allusions somehow bring out the essence, deeper meaning behind these mitzvahs. So there's a few allusions to this mitzvah. One of them we did yesterday, as Hashkacha Pratis would have it. Remember we mentioned that yesterday we were learning, we'll skip to Makor Tes, Makor Ches. So the pasuk says, Et Shabtotai Tishmeru, your Shabbases you should keep. And we said it was a plural language. What does it mean, and your Shabbases you should keep? It should just say, and Shabbos you should keep. So why did we say yesterday we have a double Lashon of Shabbos? So says the Baal HaTurim, Et Shabtotai Tishmeru, Hari Shekatu Shmira Achar Shabbos, Shomer Et Yom HaShabbos, Hari Shmira Lefanach HaTzorich, Shmira Ben Min Lefanah, Ben Min Lecharav, Vuto Sefet Michol Al Kodesh. The Baal HaTurim says, this is an illusion that you have to guard over Shabbos. And that's before Shabbos and after Shabbos. We have to add some extra bonus time, which we call Tosefet Shabbat, before and after Shabbos. So the Shabbos is the actual Shabbos. But the Tosefet Shabbos is the time we add before and after, which we add on called Tosefet Shabbat. Okay, so that was yesterday's Parshas Kedoshim allusion to the concept of Tosefet Shabbat.
Are we going to define what we mean and how much?
Yeah, we're gonna get there. But first we're going through two more asmachtas. Okay? So that was yesterday's allusion. Two more asmachtas. The Mechilta, which is a midrash, teaches us, Zachar et Yom HaShabbos Akacho. Remember Shabbos. Now, when do you remember something? Do you remember it on the thing itself? So the Mechilta says, no, you remember it when it's not actually Shabbos. So how do we fulfill the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos?
By
doing Tosefet Shabbat. Mikan mitzvah Tosefet Shabbat. By adding on extra time before Shabbos. And after Shabbos, I'm fulfilling the injunction of remembering Shabbos.
It's one of the six sefiros that we read at the end of davening that Chabad does.
Yeah, okay. So in addition, many bring down that there are other ways of fulfilling this mitzvah, Zachar Shabbos. For example, the Ramban writes that when we do Shir Shal Yom, we say Yom Yom Chamisha Shir Shal Shabbos, we just remember Shabbos. So we fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos. For example, as we all learned together earlier, when I buy today my smoothie and I put it in my freezer for Shabbos, so I fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos. Because, based Hillel and Shammai, they would buy food for Shabbos. So when I buy food and I say, L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh, like the Chavetz Chaim says, you have to verbalize it and say, L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh. So I fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos. And yet, Chabad might say...
But you maybe do that on a Wednesday.
I happen to be a Shlomo Chassid. And Shlomo said, nowadays, since the Holocaust, we can't wait till Friday to say L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh. We have to already on Sunday be buying things L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh.
You're doing
this
on Sunday?
That's because I have a scooter. And I don't have enough... It's not big enough to buy all my food for my Shabbos meal on Friday. So I have to make like 6 trips throughout the week. So on Sunday...
I'm
a Shlomo Chassid. So I try to buy every day something. And also because I have a small scooter, so I can't... I don't have a car. So I can't buy it all on Friday. The point is that when we buy something, we do a Chavoy Shabbos. It's not because I'm a Shabbos. It's because I enjoy doing it. The point is that that's another way of fulfilling it. But L'maisa Tosef Shabbos is another way of doing that. Okay. And finally, one more... And all of these are significant. We're going to learn from all these asmachas, deeper aspects of Tosefet Shabbos, the famous pasuk and braces. What's hashishi? Should it be yom shishi? Why the sixth day? So it says, how do you know? You're a genius. It says, the Midrash Rabbah, Bereshit Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yudan, Zoshaya Seira Shemosifim Mechalakos, the extra hour that we add, from Choyl Anta Kodesh, Uvanik Maram Lechas Hoylam, that extra time, the world was not yet completed, and yet I add on to it, that makes it Hashishi. That's what makes the 6 day special. When I add on from Friday and join it onto Shabbos, I mechaber the Vav to the Zion, and that which makes it so special. So we do that through Tosefet Shabbat, and that is the fourth illusion. Fourth Asmachta to Tosefet Shabbat. Okay? Got it?
So that every day that we say the Yom, we mention Shabbat, we're remembering Shabbat every single day.
Fair. Like we said, the Ramban says every day when we remember Shabbos, we're filling...
That's
a different way, according to the Ramban, in which we can fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbat. But according to this Midrash, we fulfill it when we do Tosefet Shabbat, when we accept Shabbat upon ourselves early. Seder? Okay. What? Two separate union. Correct. As we're going to see, when we go, we have a Shalashidis, and we are singing Mizmor LeDavid, and we say, I don't want to go to the first Marv before Shabbos. I'm going to go to the Rabbeinu Tam here by Netzach, or by also... good point. Now, the truth is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not fulfilling Tosefet Shabbat because you're just fulfilling the Ikmeikar Adin. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would have to go even later. They have to make a Tosefet Shabbos Rabbeinu Tam minyan. But L'chayr, they also go a little later. They end a minute after the actual Rabbeinu Tam cutoff point. So probably they also fulfill. You're familiar with what I'm talking about? Okay, just very quickly and we'll end. According to mainstream halacha, we pask and Shabbos comes in at Shkia and ends at the three stars. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and others, and interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch actually seems to pasken like this, even though it's not been taken upon ourselves by most of Am Yisrael, only Chassidim, and those who want to be Machmir. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos actually comes later and ends later. So most people still take in Shabbos at Shkia, although some Chassidim actually will take in Shabbos later. But Chassidim are often makbid to end Shabbos later, like Rabbeinu Tam.
Like another hour or something, right?
It's yeah, just halachic hours.
Time. That's all. Shkia is a 40-minute span.
Right.
So Some say it starts at the beginning of Shkia, some say it starts at the end of Shkia.
Right. So why is this relevant to our particular sugya of Tosefet Shabbat? I'll tell you why it's relevant. Because let's say what ends up happening, unfortunately, is you daven mincha right before Shkia. You go to the kotel and you get the last mincha, right? You go to shul and mincha right before Shkia. And you didn't go to this year, so you don't know that you have a mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. So you don't quickly say, Harein Mekabel Es Mikdush HaShabbat. Okay? You don't get the mitzvah, unfortunately. But you still should say it. Even though Shkia has passed, I'd still recommend saying Good Shabbos or Harein Mekabel Es Mikdush HaShabbat. Why? Because at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos had not yet entered, and therefore you could still fulfill the mitzvah according to Rabbeinu Tam. So when you get to Shemayim, hopefully Rabbeinu Tam will be there to vouch for you and say, give Larry that extra super schar, because he took Shabbos upon himself to Tosefet Shabbat, according to me. But don't rely upon Rabbeinu Tam in normal situation, and take upon yourself Shabbos before Shkia, because mainstream Orthodox Judaism, the paskins that we take upon ourselves Shabbos at Shkia, and therefore we need to be makbid to do the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat before Shkia.
Which means what, though? I'm practically. Gonna...